Welcome to ABQ Connect, a full hour of special guests, hot topics, a Christian perspective on the news, and views of the day at 338-5790. So join us now for ABQ Connect.
Well, good day. It is 101 here in the Mountain West, and we are launching off into a long weekend and extended opportunities to have some fun in and around Albuquerque. That's why we bring in our expert for all of those ABQ to-do items, and that would be Tierna Unruh-Enos. Did I get that right, Tierna?
You did. Hi. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm doing just great. Good to chat with you. And we do this almost monthly, but it's been a couple of months, and I know I want to get caught up here for summertime with you. And I know it is a busy time. No lack of involvement here in the city, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We have probably our busiest weekend of the summer is 4th of July weekend. Tomorrow we have, of course, Freedom 4th, which I'm sure most people by now definitely know about.
Yep.
Winona Judd is our headliner for the evening, so that'll be really fun. Everything kicks off at about 3 p.m.
Okay.
And fireworks go off around 9:45 and last about a half hour. It is the state's largest fireworks show.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. We had some big fireworks here last night at Calvary Albuquerque that might just rival that.
And maybe one day they might actually take over, you know?
Who knows? Yeah.
Who knows? Right.
But I tell you what, I'm so glad we did it. A lot of folks are saying, worked really good doing it on the second because, competing with you guys there on the Freedom 4th with the city, the numbers were huge last night. About 6,000 people came out to Albuquerque.
Yeah, and we think that it's probably going to be that big as well this year. There's definitely a couple traffic plans that we want folks to be aware of. The entire area of Jefferson around Balloon Fiesta Park is closed. So no traffic is allowed on Jefferson at all.
And that's as of what?
Probably as of
noon, maybe. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, tomorrow morning, actually.
Okay.
So definitely if you can get out to Balloon Fiesta Park without having to go on Jefferson, that's the route you want to take. Or park and ride. We're working with ABQ Ride for a pretty successful park and ride. You can also ride your bike. We have a free bike valet out there at Balloon Fiesta. So, you want to not have to deal with the hassles of traffic or buses, ride your bike out there as well.
Now, I'm glad you made that available. And again, now the bus routes, what is that? ABQ Ride, I think, isn't it?
Yes, ABQ Ride handles all of park and ride. We utilize their entire fleet on 4th of July.
Okay.
So that's how many people we shuttle back and forth. There's several locations, and you can check the different locations at cultureabq.com. But Coronado Mall is one of the locations, and I think there's two other locations where you can pick up park and ride.
Okay, so cultureabq.com, is that right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. And that's for all the events going on, not only this weekend, but into the month as well, and a number of the items that we'll be covering here directly with you today. All of that is available at cultureabq.com.
Yes.
And ABQ Ride. Dot com or org? Do you know the...
It is dot com.
Okay.
ABQRide.com if you want to check out all the different bus routes. We also have a lot going on in historic Old Town. You know, we have our Summertime in Old Town concert series throughout the whole summer that goes through October. And we have live music every single Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know, a variety from salsa to mariachi to bluegrass and jazz. We've got the New Mexico Jazz Festival coming up in 2 weeks out there in Old Town. So there's a lot going on. There's always music and always something to do.
Now, when you say Old Town, does that include like the park, the museums, things of that nature? It's not all in the gazebo area, obviously.
The concerts are all in the gazebo.
Are they?
But we do have a lot of different programs going on at the Albuquerque Museum, different exhibits and programs that are there supporting, and that is all summer as well. Jazz and salsa under the stars, which has been going on for quite a while,
That
is at the Albuquerque Museum, and that's every weekend as well.
Okay, fantastic. Yep. So that's not only this weekend, but right on through the month, right on through the summer, obviously, right?
Yeah, it goes on actually through October.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now let's go back to tomorrow, 3 o'clock, okay. You said, going till fireworks shoot off about 9:45 tomorrow
night. 9:45, Winona takes the stage at 8 o'clock, and she plays till about 9:45, and then the fireworks start around then.
Okay, and it's totally free. Totally free from the city, a big old
yes.
thank you present, right?
Yes, it is a big thank you present, and I want to celebrate the holiday.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, yeah. Of course, that's not the only thing going on at Balloon Fiesta Park, and of course, the museum there. And yes. Since the city took that over, boy, things have been really booming over there, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. We have the Red, White, and Balloons event going on 4th of July that we've had for the past couple years now. That is a paid event.
Okay.
And it's a fundraiser for our foundation, and they provide dinner and, you know, different music and children's activities there. We have several exhibits. The museum is open all day tomorrow as well.
Great. Okay. And then, hey, let's talk a little bit about, let's hone in on that a bit more, and the stories in the night sky. And the Albuquerque Concert Band has got a couple of concerts this weekend, this month as well. Right.
Yeah. So Stories in the Night Sky is a spinoff off of Stories in the Sky, and it's a free program for the whole family. And we feature different music or story time. She has various storytellers that she comes in and it features. And then the Albuquerque Concert Band immediately following puts on a free concert as well. And that's every other Wednesday on the Balloon Museum grounds out there in the grass. And we have food trucks out there. So if you want to bring a picnic, you can, or you can get dinner, something to eat there and just hang out or bring your kids and then hang out for a free concert.
Yeah, that's great. So again, that is free. Obviously the food, you'll have to pay a bit if you got vendors out there though. And to see more and more food vendors around the Albuquerque area too, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot more food trucks now. We have Truckin' Tuesdays down here on Civic Plaza every single Tuesday. There's different, they feature different food trucks. If you happen to work or want to come downtown, there's different food trucks out here every single Tuesday for lunch.
Oh, okay. For lunchtime, huh? Very
yes.
nice. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'd love to be able to do that. I'm pretty much stuck here during the lunch hour and then into 1 o'clock. So folks are going to have to start bringing me items from those trucks. So, hey, listen, Tierna. Let's look ahead a little bit further into July. We've talked about Balloon Museum, of course, the Old Town stuff going on. Boy, a lot to do, isn't there?
There is a lot to do. And we also have one more Summerfest this month. We have our Route 66 Summerfest, where we shut down a mile of Knob Hill, and that's on July 19th.
Okay, that's the big one, too, right? Up and down
it's
Central.
It's the biggest one of the year, The biggest Summerfest of the year. And then we have two more coming up in August. The one downtown and then one on the west side.
Oh, you're going over to the west side again, right?
Yes, we are, It's been pretty successful, so we're looking at growing that event.
Very
nice.
And
it's nice to be able to offer folks something on the west side because there's not often a lot of programming out there. So.
Yeah, there's a good couple hundred thousand people over there now, right?
Exactly, we got to cater to the whole city.
Yep, you do. Keep it spreading.
Yeah. So. And we definitely have a lot that, you know, we want to do and bring it to different neighborhoods all around the city whenever possible. So that's our contribution back.
Certainly. Hey, let's hone in a little bit on the biopark, the zoo activities, and 'cause there are some nighttime zoo kind of thrillers, huh?
Yeah, we have our Bosque Moonlight Light Hike that go on near Kingley Beach down at the river. We have our twilight tours of the zoo where you get to see all the different nocturnal animals and then, you know, what the animal behaviors are like at night.
Uh-huh.
Those are by reservation only. So you can call 311 to get more information on how to register for that.
Okay.
And on the 18th and 19th of July, we have our half price weekend. Entrance to the biopark is all half price.
Okay. Of course, a lot of concerts down in that area as well, right? You get the Thursdays, Fridays.
New music and summer nights every Thursday and Friday throughout until the end of August.
Okay. Wow. It just seems like the city's just doing so much for the community. And again, that's why you guys exist, right? It's quality of life stuff here.
That's why I'm here.
I hear you.
And yeah, so there's definitely a lot to do for families, or if adults want to go out and have a night out on the town by themselves, we've got stuff for them as well.
Okay. And again, all of this is listed at cultureabq.com.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Now, this, of course, is in addition to, you know, all the open space stuff. We've got Veterans Memorial Park, and they're going to be doing a big Patriot Band concert, I believe, tomorrow night, 5 o'clock down there at Louisiana and Gibson. Tim Hale was with us yesterday and filled us in on that. Most every community has something going on with either a parade or a veterans event. And I think they can go to the NewMexico.org website, New Mexico True, the tourism department there, right?
Yes, and, yes, they can, to find out about all of that, yes.
All right. Well, Tierna, thank you so much. And again, 3 o'clock opens the doors at Balloon Fiesta Park tomorrow. And again, you mentioned Jefferson, totally closed off from...
From tomorrow morning throughout until Sunday morning.
Okay, and I know that they're also, aren't they going to be closing off Paseo as well?
Part of it is they'll be closed off because of a lot of construction,
Right, taking advantage, I guess, of the July 4th weekend to close everything off, right?
Of course. Yep. There's going to be a lot of people out there. So, I mean, really, that's why we try to provide a lot of alternative means, like the riding your bike in the bike ballet or the park and ride.
That's right. You know, again, all those locations for park and ride would be at the cultureabq.org website. Both ways getting in there by way of Alameda is going to be open as well, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. Tierna, thank you so much for your time. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Have a great 4th of July.
You too. Have a fantastic time with family, friends. Got lots of events all over the state of New Mexico. And we're going to be sharing some time here with Blue Star Mothers. Also, a group called Lawyers for Warriors, who are helping veterans out with all kinds of needs right now. So that's coming up next here at KNKT. It's about 13 after 1.
Every Saturday is Super Saturday at Putt-Putt Golf and Games. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., receive 2 games of Putt-Putt Golf, a $15 game room fun card, a small drink, your choice of chips or candy for only $10.95 per person. Putt-Putt Golf and Games, 5100 San Mateo Boulevard Northeast.
No matter who you are, you'll have some fun. It's for everyone at Putt-Putt Golf and Games.
Putt-Putt for the fun of it. Putt-Putt for the fun of it.
Are you uninspired? Do you crave a deeper, surging relationship in the Holy Spirit? This summer, we want to deliver a jolt to your spirit with our 2014 conference, Shimmer, a Spirit-Filled Life, at Calvary Albuquerque, August 1st and 2nd, with guest worship musician Francesca Battistelli and guest speakers Lisa Allen and Wendy Blythe from Proverbs 31 Ministries. Lenya Heitzig invites you to Shimmer, a Spirit-Filled Life. Registration and more event details are at sheabq.org.
When it's time to eat and you're really hungry, get some good old-fashioned comfort food at the 66 Diner. Quality food, lots of it, and always affordable for the whole family. Try the award-winning chicken fried steak, feast on burgers, blue plate specials, and Albuquerque's best milkshakes. The Huffington Post named 66 Diner one of the top 10 best classic diners in America, right here in Albuquerque on Central between I-25 and University.
Employee stays with a company, the stronger their job skills will be. It's also a good indicator of a company that creates a comfortable work environment. Extreme Clean is pleased to have Paul as a valued staff member for the last 14 years. Amy has been a part of the Extreme Clean family for 13 years. Paul and Amy are a big part of the reason Extreme Clean is able to deliver quality service, how you need it and when you need it. Extreme Clean is currently offering any additional service of equal or lesser value for 25% off the regular low price. Don't take on the daunting task of spring cleaning all by yourself. Call Extreme Clean today for professional service from a Christian-owned company. Contact the crew at Extreme Clean today at 505-796-0505. That's 505-796-0505. Or on the web at the letter X, T-R-E-M-E, cleanNM.com. ExtremeCleanNM.com. Specials not valid with any other offer.
You're well connected for Christian Talk Radio on KNKT. Now, back to ABQ Connect.
It's KNKT 107.1 FM. Good afternoon. I'm Peter Benson, and it is off and running into the July 4th weekend. It's going to be a good one. I mean, hitting it on a Friday here tomorrow, and then a Saturday, Sunday, Monday. A lot of folks are combining time as well. And we've got Kathy Laney on the line here, Blue Star Moms of New Mexico. How you doing, Kathy?
505.
Oh, maybe not. Hi. Is this Kathy?
Yes, it is.
How you doing, Kathy?
I'm doing just fine. How about you?
Good to chat with you in the 505 here. And, yeah, a lot going on with our troops across, and you guys are just tireless in your effort to make them feel warm and welcome, huh?
Yes. The Blue Star Mothers all have sons or daughters serving. So it's in our hearts to take care of our troops.
No doubt about it. And we certainly want to lift you guys up as well and be part of this. And this is open to anyone who wants to come and help and donate and pack and send those thank yous over to our troops, right?
That's correct.
So your exact mission there with Blue Star Mothers is what, Kathy?
I am the fourth vice president over all of the packings. Anything that goes in the boxes, those kind of things, the donations all come to my group.
Well, fantastic. Well, thanks again for all that you do. And you do have a lot of help. I mean, those packing parties pack them in pretty good, don't they?
They certainly do. We have the whole community come out. I mean, it's amazing. Our community is wonderful in helping the vets and all of our wounded warriors and the Blue Star Medics, our troops overseas. They're very good.
We do have one of the our community does come together, don't they?
They sure do.
To help our troops.
Thank them enough. All of the businesses here are very good about helping us.
So what are those troops? By now, they will have opened up those care packages that you sent out here, what, about a month ago, right?
They were sent out in June 16th, I believe it was.
Uh-huh.
And yes, and we've gotten some letters from them about the, would you like to hear some of our letters?
Yeah, I'd love to. Love to, Kathy.
Okay. I got a note from, I just received a bunch of boxes. You are great Americans. With all the stress and the closing of many of the amenities, these are godsend. So that's one of them.
That's great.
And this one, she says, I am a unit program coordinator for a maintenance squadron in Massawa Air Base. We recently received several lovely care packages. Our airmen are very grateful for all the goodies. While many of our folks here are accompanied by their families, we do have many airmen that this is their first duty station. It's always nice for them to get a little taste of home, and is more appreciated than you know. You have a wonderful organization.
No kidding. Now, that's over in, what, Japan, right?
Yeah, that's in Japan.
See, and we don't think of those areas as much as we do as the real turbulent places, right?
Right.
So
that's right. We send wherever we get names that they want us to send to Korea. We send all over the world, actually. Wherever our troops are, we will send boxes there if they ask us to.
Yeah, somebody
mostly
was telling me yesterday.
Huh?
Right, but boy, we do have troops in over 100 countries, though, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So, thank you all for.
Oh, thank you.
No, go ahead. Sure.
We recently sent out almost 600 boxes. Half of those were Girl Scout cookies.
Uh-huh.
Our troops love Girl Scout cookies,
of course,
and the others are snack boxes with all the things that they like to get. And you can find those on our website, which is RGV for Rio Grande Valley, NM for New Mexico, BSM for BlueStarMothers.org.
Okay.
And you can go in there under donations, and we have those there.
So that's RGVNM BSM.org, right?
Yes.
For Blue Star Mothers of New Mexico. And plus, you guys are there at the airport to welcome back troops all the time, and a lot of unique ways that you are caring for these folks, huh?
That's correct. We love to do the welcome homes. We were there for the World War II vets. We were all there.
Uh-huh.
And so we if we know about it, we will welcome home our troops. If we, Dot does that, and if we know about it, we can let them know. So they can call our number at our location and leave a message if they have a troop coming home and want them to get a welcome.
Okay. Now, are you taking a little bit of time off after the fourth packing here? When's your next opportunity?
The next one's in September, and
okay.
That's September 27th. All the community is welcome to come and help pack. We're very organized. We have everything set out and people behind the tables. And they get a box, they go through the line, and then they hand it off to the taping group, and then it goes on a truck to go to the post office.
Okay, now, what types of items, if folks are not aware here, but you do like the exclusive New Mexico products as much as possible, don't you?
If we can, yes, that's great. Monroe's donates salsa for every packing. There's so many, it's hard to name them all.
No,
but
sure.
They're very good about helping us. What we need now is, because they are closing down and most of these guys are on MREs, which is their meals, which are prepackaged.
Uh-huh.
And so they need anything that's protein, like tuna, chicken, salmon, Vienna sausages, jerky, Slim Jims, protein bars, all the trail mix of fruit, canned fruit and stuff. So, and we like to get single serving sizes. They can donate a whole box if they want to, but that they would go in the boxes a lot easier for the troops.
Sure thing. Well, this is all about freedom here this weekend, and these are the ones that are preserving and protecting our freedom right now on the ground, and we just want to thank them so much. This is a great way to do that through what you guys are providing. And again, all the community support. You must have a few thousand folks there supporting you as you're supporting them, Kathy.
Over time, that's true.
Yeah.
As they come through. And they're amazed. They get hooked on it once they've done a packing with us.
No doubt about it. Well, Kathy, Elaney, thank you so much. And again, it's RGV. NMBSM.org for Rio Grande Valley Blue Star Mothers.
Right.
All the best to you guys. Thank you so much for the update, Kathy.
And thank you.
All right. God bless you today, and God bless America. God bless our troops and all that they're providing for us.
I agree. Thank you.
Here at KNKT, it's about 24 after 1 o'clock. Right back with more on ABQ Connect today.
How would it feel to wear shorts and swimsuits this summer, knowing you looked great? Just in time for summer, Southwest Center for Integrative Medicine can help with the medical weight loss plan. You'll go from covering up to confident.
Southwest Center for Integrative Medicine is the place to go. They offer a variety of weight loss options and have a very supportive staff. I didn't just lose the weight, I gained a healthy lifestyle.
Make this time your last time. Visit naturallifeacupuncture.com and get started today for only $99. That's naturallifeacupuncture.com.
Ever wonder where the music you love today got its start? The Jesus Music Revolution journeys back to the roots of Christian rock and contemporary to see how it all happened in the 70s, 80s, and into the 90s. Tune in and hear for yourself every weekend, Saturdays at 1, Sundays at 5. The Jesus Music Revolution. Sponsored weekly by Southern Boulevard Automotive in Rio Rancho, John Moore and Associates, and the Poulin family of companies. We'll see you for more Jesus music this weekend on KNKT.
Previously during Rock Solid with Skip Heitzig.
In the end, after the entire process of our life is over, all will prove that God was ultimately justified in everything he did and everything he allowed. There's not going to be any of this,
well, I have a few things I'm going to talk to God about when I see him.
There's that one episode of my life that he owes me an explanation. Listen, you're going to see God and you're going to fall down before his face and you're going to get it. You'll get it in an instant. And you're going to go, God, I want to, never mind, praise you, Lord. To you be glory and dominion and honor forever.
Review Skip's previous messages from the current series, Rock Solid. Available in both audio and video format. Find campus locations and study notes on the web at calvaryabq.org. And tune in next time for a new message from Skip Heitzig in the Rock Solid series. Live from Calvary Albuquerque, Saturday nights at 7 or Sunday mornings at 11:30 on KNKT.
From childhood, parents teach their children the golden rule. Do unto others what you would have them do unto you. Some version of the golden rule is found in every ethical teaching in world history. Jesus used the golden rule to summarize the teaching of the law and the prophets. Love your neighbor as yourself is a short version of the golden rule. Today, why not look for an opportunity to apply the golden rule? If there is something you want from someone, love, patience, understanding, generosity, try to do for that person the very thing you want them to do for you. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover how God blesses the golden rule on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
I'd like to take out a loan.
Of course, sir. What should I say is the purpose of this loan?
Well, some popcorn, milk duds, and 5 movie tickets.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm taking the family to the movies.
Going to the movies can be a big investment of time and money. Choose wisely. Listen to the Plugged In Movie Review this week for movie advice that can help you avoid costly mistakes.
Tuesdays and Fridays in the 1 o'clock hour during ABQ Connect with Peter Benson on 107.1 FM.
You're well connected for Christian Talk Radio on KNKT. Now, back to ABQ Connect.
KNKT 107.1 FM and Peter Benson, David Standridge in the studio here this afternoon. David, you don't really need those headphones, but you got them on now, so that's cool, you know? Just didn't want to see you struggle
that's
with
right,
it, you know?
That's right, I am. But struggling with the headphones.
But David with a group called Lawyers Helping Warriors, and we just wanted to hear, heading into the fourth, show what's happening, what's available for veterans here in the Albuquerque area, and support them any way we can. I know that this has been just a neat rebirthing of your career as a lawyer in this whole area of reaching into veterans' lives, and boy, they need all the help they can get coming back, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I applaud you for the shows you've been having leading up to the fourth and the theme of freedom and what our service members have done. It's a great thing, and it's great to see the community come together on it. But Lawyers Helping Warriors is a nonprofit, essentially a law firm, where we assist service members and veterans applying for and appealing their claims that go through the VA, particularly, and mostly we focus on their disability claims, but there are other claims that we assist them with as well. Sure. And so we have it's actually something we do all over the country. We certainly are housed here in New Mexico and starting here, but we have cases that range all the way from Los Angeles over to Virginia. So we're helping veterans and service members with their claims and helping them kind of maneuver the minefield of what's happening over there at the VA.
Well, no doubt about it. Of course, there's been a lot of conjecture, a lot of talk, a lot of news coming out of that whole arena, and you're kind of standing in the gap to help these guys get what's coming to them,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
That puts a lot of pressure on you, obviously, too, right? I'm sure things are ringing off the hook right now.
Well, you know, anytime you deal with the bureaucracy of the government, there's a lot of red tape to go through, and there's a lot of frustrations that arise. But it's incredibly rewarding. I don't know why the bureaucracy has to be so difficult for our service members to get the benefits that they're entitled to.
It's called government.
Yeah, exactly. And it's very frustrating for them. And so particularly those who may even have disabilities and then trying to maneuver through the minefield of what the VA requires in order to win their claim, it's just real frustrating for them. And so it's real rewarding on our end because to see the results and to help them get the money that they need in order to survive and to have, you know, the health care that they need, I mean, that's real important.
Yeah, it's not just health care, though, right?
Correct.
There are all kinds of other support agencies, as we've been finding out the last few days here.
Right.
A lot of neat folks stepping up and into those roles to help these vets out. How did the Lord get a hold of you, David, to go into this yourself?
You know, that is a great question. And you know, a few years ago, you were kind enough when I was running for judge that we had some discussions at that time. And my practice changed right after that election. And I've been doing veterans disability benefits actually since 2007, when Congress changed the law to allow lawyers to do it.
Okay.
But it wasn't the primary focus of my practice. After that election, I kind of just went back and said, you know what, Lord, I need a recharge here. I need to reevaluate. And my heart and my passion is really for our country, and it's for these people who are, you know, serving on our behalf and who are, you know, protecting the freedom that we enjoy.
Grassroots stuff,
absolutely. And so it's been a real transformational experience for me, and now we're getting a lot of traction, getting a lot of publicity, and doing a lot of things, which I think is real good, helping out our veterans with the VA disability process.
Well, you got some bad publicity, obviously, because of what's been happening with the hospitals and the waiting list and like that. But this is the good side of that is opening the door and getting that door open for a whole lot more vets that have been struggling with this.
It's got to be totally
frustrating for them.
Yeah.
And you know, serious health issues have arisen.
Right. And it's important to understand, you know, there's the VA hospital side, and then there's the VA regional office. And
let's be clear here, too, because the state VA office and what Secretary Hale provides, that's not involved in this big federal conglomerate here.
Correct.
You know?
Secretary Hale's a great advocate for our veterans, and his office is not the one making these decisions. His office is not the one getting this publicity. It's the federal level.
He's sitting in there saying, hey, let's get this thing moving.
Exactly.
Here, right?
Exactly. So the VA hospital side provides the veterans the health care side, and that's what we're seeing a lot of the publicity about in the media, because vets are having to wait. There are serious malpractice claims going on in the VA hospital side. And then the VA regional office is where veterans actually go and apply for, say, disability. So if they come back and they're diagnosed with PTSD, for example, that arises during the time they're in the military, they go and apply for benefits through the VA regional office. And the VA regional office doesn't always know what the VA hospital's doing, and vice versa.
That's right.
But the VA regional office will send veterans to the VA hospital to do what are called comp and pen exams to see if they're eligible for the benefits. And so, again, that's what kind of gets in the funnel of the mess that's happening. And, you know, we represent a lot of veterans who are having problems. In fact, we're suing the VA hospital over some of these malpractice claims that are occurring.
Right. Well, that's where Lawyers Helping Warriors steps into that.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
You get in the fray there a little bit. And it's got to be rewarding, because you're working directly with these vets and of giving them some assurance that somebody cares out there. Right,
right. And they do have, I mean, we're a great community here that helps veterans, but, you know, there's a sense of frustration when they're beating their heads against the big bureaucracy and not knowing where to go. And because we are lawyers, we are trained to handle, you know, court systems. We're trained to handle how these things work and operate and to establish cases so that they'll win. And so I'm a VA accredited representative, which means the VA recognizes me as a representative. I can practice all over the country doing that.
Okay.
And I'm also licensed in the Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims, which is like the Supreme Court of the VA system.
Okay. And you're nonprofit, right?
Correct.
So you're providing this to vets free.
Correct.
Right? That's fantastic,
yes.
David. How many other lawyers involved? Is this
a
growing deal, right?
It is. At our firm, there's two of us who do it, myself and Amanda Navarro. We're both VA-accredited representatives. But throughout the nation, it's a fairly new area of practice, because Congress just changed the law in 2007 to allow lawyers to do it. There's not a lot of lawyers that do it at all. And I think there's only three of us in this whole state that are licensed before the Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims.
Well, it's such a large military concerned state here. So we're
correct.
So glad you're here doing that. And then you work with the other folks that want to help step up their care and concern for vets, too, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And, there are a ton of groups.
Right.
I mean, through Secretary Hale, I've been running into just an amazing amount of people that are, you know, really stepping up for vets.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, so it's good to have partnership with them to help the vets get on with their lives and help them overcome the obstacles that they have now that they've returned.
Well, it sure is. And you see that reflected very openly in that Veterans Memorial Park down there at Louisiana and Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I go down there, it's just more and more and more stuff is coming in, and more folks are being represented, and the museum there. And
right.
Now, tomorrow, I think 5 o'clock, I think the Patriot Band is going to be sharing a great production, and that's in the amphitheater down there.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's great to see our country stepping up for people. I mean, there's a time in our history where that didn't happen.
I know.
And unfortunately,
it's kind of making up time now.
It is. You're right. And it's great to see that happening.
No doubt about it. Hey, let's give them the Department of Veterans Services website as well. I think it's DVSNM or NMDVS.gov, right?
Right.
Your website specifically is what?
Sure. It's LawyersHelpingWarriors.com.
Okay. LawyersHelpingWarriors.com.
Correct.
And thank you so much, David. We appreciate you and your heart for this. And you guys have a wonderful freedom celebration yourselves.
All right. You do the same. Thanks a lot for having me on.
And say hi to all those vets out there.
Will do. Right. Thanks.
Take care. 107.1 KNKT with Peter Benson. Well, Jerry Stewart has been doing some great holiday and freedom-focused radio productions for the last several years. Jerry's going to tell us a little bit more about what's coming up on tomorrow's July 4th. Fourth Vision Radio production. That's on the way next here at KNKT.
The Citizen Link update is brought to you by Loan Logic. Call 221-7777 to get more information about purchasing tips, loans, and refinancing.
Loan Logic, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corp. NMLS 81395, Jet MLO 779936, Ian MLO 779935.
Citizen Link with Kim Troby.
It's no surprise that NPR anchors would lean to the left on abortion, but it is surprising when they use words like sweet and lovely and momentous to describe the abortion comedy Obvious Child. Katie Yoder with the Media Research Center joins me today to talk about the film. Hey, Katie.
Hi, Kim. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so what's the plot of Obvious Child?
Well, Obvious Child stars Jenny Slate as a young aspiring comedian named Donna Stern. And she goes through some troubling times. Her boyfriend cheats on her. She loses her apartment, and then she becomes pregnant during a one-night stand. And with that pregnancy, she decides to go through an abortion, which in the end turns into a happily ever after story.
So this has been labeled as a romantic comedy. Tell me what's so romantic about aborting a preborn child.
Absolutely nothing. Of course, the media would disagree. And, you know, they love how this movie normalizes abortion and even glamorizes abortion and showing how abortion can lead to a true love story.
Katie, we know from research that many women who've had abortions then later on encounter trouble emotionally. Is there any mention of that at all in the film?
Absolutely not. All the major female characters in this movie have had abortions. You know, there's no mention that being pregnant means you're actually, there's another human being in this decision, and the baby doesn't exist really in the movie. It's, you know, abortion is often a crux in relationships. It tears people apart and fills them with regret.
All right. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you, Kim.
Citizen Link is a public policy partner of Focus on the Family.
You're well connected for Christian Talk Radio on KNKT. Now, back to ABQ Connect.
KNKT got a nice little blast of showers overnight last night. Could be producing again here this afternoon into pretty much this evening into tonight. Now, the weekend has got about a 20% chance of, again, those isolated pop-up type showers any particular place across New Mexico. So tonight, of course, no, not tonight, tomorrow, July 4th, we've got the big Freedom 4th celebration that the city puts on. That'll be a Balloon Fiesta Park starting at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow, in place of ABQ Connect, in this exact time slot, Jerry Stewart, Vision Radio Productions, has got a great program for us. And Jerry, I wanted to bring you in here and get us give folks a little bit of a preview of coming attractions. And you're there in the Texas area, right?
We certainly are. We're just kind of right next door to you, sort of, huh?
Yeah, well, we can ship this across state lines, I think, right? Totally legal radio production material.
Yeah.
So tell me what's coming up for July 4th and how you get these great stories of folks that care so much for our country and care so much for our freedom.
Well, first of all, you know, I just love the opportunity that I have to be able to just tell the stories on the holidays, and what an honor it is. And so what happens is I always try to imagine kind of like, what would I like to hear? And the great thing that I've got on my site is when I like something, I'm fortunate that other people like it too. So I don't have to kind of, you know, go ahead and test the market. I just talk about whatever I like. So you know what I got to thinking? I said, you know, we're all on this road. It's like our history is like a long, long road. We're all on this American road.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it would be really cool, obviously, to tell some of the familiar stories, but at the same time, maybe to be able to talk about some of the people that have been on the American road that we've never heard of.
That's great.
For example, when we look at the pictures, paintings of the men who were there signing the Declaration of Independence, if you're like me, I just get the impression by looking at them that most of them were older fellows. Don't you kind of get that same impression?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, it's all those Tory wigs, right?
Yeah. Well, interestingly enough, I was doing some research, and I found out that one of the gentlemen who I've never heard of before, I saw his name on the signing of the Declaration, but I've never taken the time to figure out kind of anything about him. His name is Edward Rutledge, and believe it or not, when he was there and when he signed the Declaration of Independence, he was only 26 years old.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And so I thought it would be really neat to tell his story. And then the thing that's amazing is after he signed the Declaration of Independence, he went off into battle. Huh. And he battled until your listeners are going to be able to hear the story, but he's captured and becomes a POW, and the whole story around that. And, you know, that's just good, good stuff. So I have people who will say to me, you know, I'm just one person. I'm just a regular person. You know, what can I do? And what I try to explain to people is the folks along the way, they were just regular people too.
That's right.
There was something that came up, and they might have been scared to death. But, you know, I forget who it was that said it. Somebody said, you know, real courage is true courage. Is when you're fearful, but you do it anyway because you know it's the right thing to do.
That's right. And we all share this freedom story, don't we? And we all have a role to play.
Absolutely. And so, right, you see you're getting it. I'm bringing it right back home. It's right back home to us. So today, we may not have anything that's quite as dramatic as an American revolution, you know, hand-to-hand combat, but in my opinion, our part in the road is just as important as anybody before, and quite frankly, it may even be bigger, because I don't know if there's ever been a time in our history that we've been so close to the edge.
Yeah. We need to wake up and take a look at that. And again, you're doing everything you can, Jerry. You're on how many radio stations now with your holiday specials here?
You know, we have around four, it's now topped over at 400 affiliates. Isn't that amazing?
That's fantastic. And again, they'll all be playing this either tomorrow or over the weekend at some point. And this one's called The American Road, something we can all run down with together. I know that last time, around Memorial Day, you were actually seeking stories. And I know we've got tons of stories here in New Mexico. It's a pretty big military state, and with the Navajo Code Talkers, and I just talked to the Blue Star Mothers organization. They get all these letters back from the troops thanking them for making those care packages, and I know that you hear from a lot of folks that are preserving our freedom on a regular basis too, don't you?
You know, absolutely. And here's the cool thing. I got really strong, I guess you could say a conviction, that I really needed to reach out to all of our oldest fellows, and ladies too, and to get their stories before, quite frankly, before they're not here anymore.
Right.
And for a couple of reasons. First of all, once they're gone, of course, their stories are gone with them. But the other thing is, if we can't preserve those stories, you know the way it goes. When the person who was there leaves, then somebody's going to rewrite what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I put out that call to anyone from World War II that could that would be interested in doing an interview. And, you know, we got over 30 different veterans that, through family members and through their direct phone calls, agreed to talk with me. And in fact, we just had someone who called about 2 days ago, and it finally kind of found their notes and their telephone numbers. So that's continuing to reap a great harvest for me, and I think that's fantastic. But you know, the amazing thing, once again, is when I interview a veteran, they all say, I'm just a regular guy. I didn't do anything special. You know, I didn't win the Congressional Medal of Honor. And I said, yeah, most don't. I said, but you got to understand, everybody had to make that decision to sign that blank check that whatever the country needed from them, they would do it. And it's those kind of folks, just like you and me, the people that are just common everyday fellows and ladies and men that are saying, we're the ones that are standing there. It's we the people. I heard Mr. Huckabee say this morning on his radio program, I thought it was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. He was talking about it. He said, when anybody starts telling us that they're going to run our country, we need to run the other way. Because we don't need anybody to run our country. We need them to represent us, because it's our country.
Well, that's right.
And that may sound corny, but it's absolutely true.
No, it's good. That's good, Jerry. Really good. And yeah, I tell you what, definitely catch the program The American Road tomorrow. But I would encourage folks, if they want to hear some of these stories and meet some of these folks that have served us from World War II all the way through, go down to Veterans Memorial Park tomorrow afternoon about 5 o'clock. It's a big concert there. And but you will meet these 90 and 100-year-old veterans. It's a kick. It is really a kick. And
if you happen to find anyone there and you can pass on the word for me, is all they have to do is go to our website, onemomentinamerica.com. There's a telephone number there.
Okay.
Dial the number and just, maybe set up a time that I can have some conversation with them, and then we'll decide if they want to go public. But even if they didn't want to actually go public, I'd love to have a little conversation and have my chance to say thank you for what they've done.
Certainly. Well, I've had a great time taking my microphone down there too, Jerry, so I'm going to have to get in touch with you as well and get some of those folks on your program as well. So it's great stuff.
That would be fantastic.
You
that
bet.
Would be fantastic.
And
you know, it's so cool to have stations like you guys that just continue year after year to take my programs. And I don't take that lightly, because I know that if you couldn't air the program, it could be the greatest thing in the whole world. But if you can't air it, nobody's going to hear it.
That's right. So tomorrow afternoon, again, 1 o'clock in place of ABQ Connect. We appreciate that, Jerry. And again, your website is packed now with all kinds of encouraging stories and thoughts and reminders and like that, too.
And, you know, the other thing that's really cool, and I know we probably got to get going on this, but I want to let you know and let your listeners know that that website is absolutely child-friendly. We have a number of people who are going to the site and doing some of these instant downloads, and some of them are just, I mean, we're just talking about a few dollars, but here's the cool thing. They're taking these stories, and they're using these stories as a way to teach their children. Some of the homeschoolers are using these stories. It's amazing.
That's great stuff.
Homeschool children.
Absolutely. And they can do that anytime, obviously. That's at visionradioproductions.com.
You know, the easiest thing to do, they certainly can do that, and they can get to the store from there. But really, the easy way is just do onemomentinamerica.com.
Okay.
And they'll go right over. It'll say the store. It'll say the catalog. And if they have questions, they can call the office and say, tell me a little more about this program, and we have someone that can talk to them about it.
All right. OneMomentInAmerica.com as well. Jerry Stewart, thank you so much, brother. You have a great fourth weekend, all right?
You too, man. I envy you being out with all the veterans tomorrow. And just have a great and glorious day. And don't forget, all of you, don't forget to take a moment and pray for America. We need it.
That's right. Jerry, thank you. God bless you, brother. Take care.
Okay.
Huh? All right.
Thanks for
all you do. 150
okay,
here at KNKT,
bye-bye.
10 away from 2 o'clock. Right back with more on ABQ Connect.
Hi, I'm Kathy Zatello from Joy Junction. Some people are facing uncertainty and fear on the streets of downtown Albuquerque.
And I'm Jeremy Reynolds. Homelessness is a dismal and frightening experience, but you can change someone's life for good.
For about $8 a day, you can provide someone with a safe place to sleep, 3 warm meals, and other services.
And your gifts help immensely. If you can't help everybody, help one person at a time.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org or call 505-217-9586.
Connect to a hotspot with Skip Heitzig.
All Christians have union with God because of what Jesus did. All of you have union with God, but not all Christians have communion with God. Communion with God can get broken by a barrier of sin that is put up on a daily basis that should be confessed. If we confess our sins, John 1:9, it's not like you have to get born again. And again, I had a guy say, I've been saved many times. No, you haven't. You've been saved one time. It's not like, well, the first time didn't take. Maybe it'll take this time. You get saved once. You get dirty feet a lot. And so sin needs to be confessed because unconfessed sin hinders our relationship with God.
Want to hear more from Skip Heitzig? Subscribe to the podcast at skipheitzig.com/podcasts or for a free teaching, call 1-800-922-1888.
Don't miss Dr. Downs Live every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. Dr. R. Downs shares his many years of experience in the realm of health and well-being. Get your questions answered about eating right, taking vitamins and supplements, and any specific nutrition or health-related issue you may have a question about. Keep the call-in number handy, 338-5790, and be ready to call Dr. Downs Live, Saturday morning from 10:30 to 11 a.m. here on KNKT 107.1 FM.
This is John Fuller for Focus on the Family. Coming up this weekend, great lessons learned after 25 years of marriage. How husbands can be more helpful to their busy wives, and teaching teamwork to your kids. All of that and more on the next Weekend Magazine.
Sunday nights at 10 o'clock on 107.1 FM.
You're well connected for Christian Talk Radio on KNKT. Now, back to ABQ Connect.
Well, certainly a lot going on in our fair city here this weekend and the rest of the month. And earlier this hour, we talked to Tierna. That's cultureabq.com. That's the city's website for all the events, not only this weekend, but all the way through the month. And then if you want to head out of town a little bit, wanted to bring in Roger Ayling from Wildlife West. So let's go east of the city to Wildlife West. And Roger here on line one. Hi, Roger. How are you doing today?
Howdy. I'm doing great.
Good. Hey, listen, you guys got going stuff going on all the way through summer, but what's happening this week in particular?
Well, we have amazing Chuckwagon dinner shows. We have a free-flight bird show, then a fantastic barbecue feast, and then we have live music show, different bands. We have Holy Water and Whiskey on July 25th.
That's Wildlife West for sure, yeah.
We have a big music festival, too, end of July, and we have a two-time national fiddle champion, five-time Colorado state champion fiddle player for our Chuckwagon on June 25th or July 25th.
Oh, great. Now, that's going to lead into your music festival that weekend, too, right?
That's right. That's the kickoff, and then Saturday all day, and even Sunday morning we do gospel sets. It's bluegrass
nice.
Gospel. It's really a lot of invigoration and inspiration.
I saw the light. Yep,
that's
I did.
Right.
Well, thank you, Roger. But again, those Chuckwagon weekends going on all the way through the summer, right?
Yeah, all the way to August 30th.
Okay.
On Saturday nights, except for the music, it's on Friday night.
Okay, real good. And we'll check in with you a little bit later on this month. Make sure folks know about that music festival coming up the final weekend of July here, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and you guys are located, a little bit north of Edgewood there off I-40?
Right, we're on the north frontage road. You can see it. There's a big caboose with a zoo sign on it. You can see on the interstate. Just make a big circle and come back to see us.
Okay, any new animals or interesting creatures out there?
Well, we have an awesome porcupine that was an amazing miracle baby. She was her mom was hit on the highway before she was born.
Is that right?
And she popped out, and a young man found it and took it to rehab. And we adopted it. Her name is Barbie.
Well, that's all you guys are about out there, man. And I appreciate that. What a great story, Roger. And tons more, all kinds of fun out there. Wildlife West, right?
Yes, Wildlife West, open daily.
Thank you. Roger Ehrlich, we appreciate that. And KNKT, let's head a little bit south now. The Wildlife South kind of guy, Jeremy Reynolds. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, Peter. Looking forward to having some of this hot weather get over, because I'm not like a hot weather sort of guy. I like cold in the dark. Maybe I should move to Alaska, but it does make things harder for our homeless friends.
Well, you did keep moving south here, you know. I mean, and there you are, just south of Rio Bravo, actually, on 2nd Street.
Yeah, but the problem is that it gets hotter when you move south in New Mexico. It gets hotter the more south you move.
I know. And now you're going all around the community with the Lifeline of Hope. How many stops are you making a day with that lunch wagon deal?
Oh, well, you know, Peter, it's like we're seeing 8 to 10, but we are typically giving out. Now, listen to this. We are typically giving out about 300 bottles of water, Peter, each and every day.
Well, folks got to bring that down to you then, don't they?
Bring it down to us at 4500 2nd Street Southwest between 7 days a week. But also, say a prayer for our guest, Peter, during the Independence Day weekend, because for us, for you and me, you know, usually like a happy time. But for some of our guests, the holidays tend to exacerbate the issues they deal with on a constant basis throughout the year.
Well, certainly. And, of course, you deal with a lot of veterans, too, don't you?
We do indeed. We deal with everybody and their brother.
Yep.
And so we have been full. The first few days of the month, we usually dip in numbers a little bit as people find another place to stay when they get government checks and so on.
Okay.
But this month hasn't really happened. We have been busy, full.
Okay. Well, listen, appreciate everything you're doing down there. Do you have any special music or stuff going on this weekend, Jeremy?
Not really, but we do have a whole bunch of special stuff going on. We basically, it'll be a whole bunch of like July the 4th games, and we need volunteers. And we have a traditional Independence Day dinner, you know, hot dogs, hamburgers, and the fixings and trimmings tomorrow at 2:00. And we can still use volunteers. Come down about 1:45 if you'd like to serve.
Okay. Well, that's great. How are volunteers overall during the summer? Are you picking a few folks up, that might have the summer off, or?
Yeah, it's up and down. We have a great bunch of, we have like a stable of faithful, committed volunteers, and then some people that come down for a few weeks, a few days, one time. But we can always use more, and we do daily volunteer orientation tours every day at 2 p.m. at 4500 2nd Street Southwest.
Okay, we'll get them there. Jeremy, all the best to you, brother. Thanks so much. And again, folks, participate. Help out any way you can. The website, joyjunction.org, or
Facebook.com/JABQ.
Thank you, brother. Jeremy Reynolds joining us. KNKT, thanks, man. Have a great Freedom 4th, all right? 107.1 KNKT with Peter Benson again. A reminder, tomorrow, the American Road, right here at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. That's from Vision Radio Productions, Jerry Stewart, who we just met a few minutes ago. Then also, of course, the Freedom 4th. Don't forget, Jefferson totally closed off tomorrow, all day. So you can't get to Alameda Boulevard and Balloon Fiesta Park via Jefferson. Find an alternate route. Freedom 4th. Totally free at Balloon Fiesta Park. That starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And, of course, Veterans Park, that'll be at 5 o'clock in the evening. From 107.1 KNKT, have a great weekend, everyone, from KNKT.
The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management of KNKT Radio or Calvary Albuquerque.